May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, January 13th, 2024. And today, I'll be discussing my first two newsletters of this new year, 2024. Back on January 7th, I did the compendium newsletter, Humanity 2.0, Quickening. The Quickening of Real Intelligence. Sure beats the artificial variety. We'll be going into that. Also be doing an article, newsletter, compendium from just 2 days ago, the new moon in Capricorn. And it was called New Year Checkup from the Neck Up. I'm going to do that first. But first, as far as the cosmic weather today, give a little cosmic weather report. The sun is still in Capricorn. Serious energy there. The new moon is in Capricorn. From 2 days ago, there was this new moon with this conjunction of the sun and moon in Capricorn. And now the moon is in the last degree of Aquarius. So if you combine all that together, if you understand astrology, psychology, this is a good time to take a very serious look at our Aquarian future. So understand this Capricornary energy, you know, when you have a new moon in Capricorn with sun and moon in Capricorn, that sets the matrix, not just for the month, but really we're talking about the initiation of 2024 is this energy of Capricorn. Sun in Capricorn and with the moon in Capricorn, that sets the matrix. The new moon sets the matrix for the next moon sign, you know, for the next month till the next new moon. It's a rather serious. Capricorn is the most serious of all the signs. I mean, so just like I say, just 2 days ago, and we're still kind of in the influence of that. But that energy of the sun in Capricorn, moon in Capricorn, that again sets the matrix. It sets a cycle begins. You know, that's not just the first month of the year, the initiation of 2024. It's the initiation of the entire year. I mean, it's really Capricorn leads all the signs, you might say. And as I said, it's a very serious sign. I mean, I raised four children with my Capricorn wife, and she was a wonderful mother, but she couldn't tell a joke and certainly didn't laugh at my joke. So I stopped telling them and became a rather serious father, which was good for this rather adventurous Aries. But now I see, you know, the great adventure as our Aquarian future. And I can focus on my children are raised. I've got five grandchildren. And I'm, you know, I can, from my long experience, you know, pioneering the new frontier of inner space the last 50 years. I'm looking at the great adventure now as our Aquarian future. I mean, we're pioneering the last frontier of inner space as we develop the quantum inner tech. There's high tech and there's high touch. High touch is inner tech, you know, where you're in touch with the source field, with heart coherence that connects the internet to the internet, you know, our quantum net reality, you know, the quantum field, the source field. Net reality, you know, the web of light on the internet. So I'm waxing poetic, but longtime listeners are well aware of what I'm talking about. So I'm going to go into this article, compendium newsletter from just 2 days ago with the new moon in Capricorn called The New Year Checkup from the Neck Up. Now, that's kind of a play on words, but the byline there is winning from the beginning with a head start. You know, like get ahead, you know, between your ears, get ahead. And I got a graphic of me and my egg rocker that I sculpted. Little story about that. And with me with a shaved head, and I got these stars and stripes painted on my head, if you can visualize that. And the caption is, "Get Ahead, the Greening of All American Revolution." So these are green stars and stripes on my head, which is like a egg. You might say it's the egg head and the egg rock. Egg head and the egg rocker. This egg rocker that I sculpted. It's a picture of it. And again, some of you are used to listening to the show and pulling up the podcast link, you know, the link to the show at the archive page, which is heartcom.org. And there's a website, heartcom.org, called the 2024 Quantum Quickening Series. And this is the article that was just published 2 days ago. But you can read along with that in another window if you're on a personal computer, you know, while you're listening to the show today, or the podcast, as in the future. So some of you know to do that, and some are able to. Otherwise, I'll just kind of give a descriptive of the infographics, pictures like I was just talking about, of the self-portrait of me. It was a bicentennial self-portrait going back to 1975, actually, almost 50 years ago. And the revolution back at that time that everyone was talking about was the bicentennial of revolution. You know, the 13 years from Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution in 89. So this was, again, bicentennial was 1776. This was a 1975 portrait in preparation for the bicentennial. Celebration of Revolution, how America was going to celebrate revolution, our revolutionary heritage, with an update of our five core constitutional freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government. And as many of you know, I gave a presentation in the fall of 1974, presentation to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building, at a three-day futures summit. And I give a keynote address there on the third day, at the end of the third day, where I talked about how to celebrate revolution, the bicentennial, with an update of our core constitutional freedoms. With the at that time, cable TV was wiring the nation, and the government had passed laws for public access stations on, you know, to be mandated for all the new cable TV systems required to have public access stations. And so that was opening up, you might say, freedom of speech locally and community networks, communities nationwide. And that created quite a revolution. This is what I was discussing to these 10 agencies of federal government. They could harness this with updating these core constitutional freedoms, with not just public access studios where people could originate videos that could be broadcast in the local cable TV systems, but you'd also have satellite downlinks or satellite downlinks nationwide into cable systems, whereby programming could be evaluated with people watching in their homes using their local cable systems, with a mini computer at the head end of the cable system that would allow people to use a touchtone telephone to dial in and in a real time, you know, on a live basis, evaluate programs using three numbers in sequence that they could punch in on their touchtone telephone. Those three numbers in sequence are like the XYZ coordinate axis from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. With these three dimensions of, you might say, the light of consciousness, you know, the brightness scale vertically, and the white light vertically hits the prism of consciousness, refraction to all the colors of the rainbow horizontally from left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law, like Spock in Star Trek, to right brain, non-linear, intuitive, spirit of the law, emotion, with emotion, energy, and motion, which is like Scotty in Star Trek, and of course, imbalanced in the middle of angstrom units in the color of spectrum, is the brightest of all colors perceptually, which is yellow, and green, healing ray, is chlorophyll, you know, in all plants. to transmute sunlight into energy. And in the middle, you have Captain Kirk, you might say, with the Star Trek metaphor, with left brain Spock and right brain Scotty. And Captain calling the shots from the middle of the spectrum, the balance point. So that concept of brightness scale, and you're evaluating a program with the first number and the three numbers in sequence, the first number referencing, you know, the brightness scale. As you're watching a program, you can say it's over too intellectual, sophisticated, or over your head, you might say, you know, like the guy that gets great ideas on one extreme, but is not down to earth. On the other extreme, you have the person that's so down to earth on that brightness scale that like the clodbuster who doesn't get great ideas, but he follows through with what he's doing. So you got this, you know, from upper brain to lower brain, you've got enlightened, and you've got the reptilian brain and the lower brain, which is more reflexive and reactive rather than proactive in the upper brain. And then you got the frontal lobe and, you know, foresight, and you got the rear brain, you might say hindsight, which is like the third dimension. You know, the patterning of brightness and color, first dimension and second dimension, create the third dimension of, you might say, a picture, a three-dimensional 3D picture, where the colors and the brightness gives you, if it's again, a summation of any moment of a video that you're evaluating, you can say that it's spot on, it was where you at, or where you're at. You know, like this is a scale again from 1 to 10. 10 is in the middle, and 1 are on the extremes. If you're saying it's too extreme in either any dimension in one way, then it's not enough. In, you might say, on the other end of the spectrum, balance point would be in the middle of the point. 1's on the end, and 10 in the middle, or the 0 as far as the number scale. The 0 would be like the spherical consciousness where it's balanced in that dimension. So you have these three dimensions from 1 to 10, or represented as a 0, but you could punch in at any one time to create a dot in a cube, you might say. And the computers can register this with a little 3D graphic, a little 3D graphic in the lower right hand corner of your screen. And so you put in these three numbers, it creates a dot in that cube. And if you get 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people responding at the same time, you would see a patterning of cube or of dots in that cube, where you could basically get a read on the collective conscience, you might say, wisdom of the crowd or the cloud, or like freedom of assembly. You could see the collective consciousness that comes together at that time. Now, this is a thought form. This is a vision, a thought form of how representative government can be upgraded. I, again, gave the presentation on this almost 50 years ago now on Capitol Hill. And I have worked on this model back to the drawing board thousands of times in different aspects, representation, definitions, you know, rendering of processes that would define and refine this process that combines our collective consciousness with pattern recognition, taking any context of a video or even an article. At any one point, you could have the evaluation criteria representing people directly, as in, you know, 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 people, and taking the context or meaning of a video or article at that time, you could see how the collective conscience comes together. A unified field of conscience with a capital C, as in collective higher conscience. And a frame of reference for all of this is what readers of my newsletters understand as the love codes. You know, you might say the love model, the law of the angles, language of the angels, you know, geometrically ordered divinity, this love model with circle, triangle, square that references pure geometry thought forms that represent, again, the first principles of cosmic law, law of the 1, 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, and the 5-in-1 capstone, you might say, the creative ascent process up the sides of the pyramid of self and civilization to that point of the center of the point which, looking down on a pyramid, looks like the center. And again, this is, if you take a pyramid and look down from the top, it's like a square with a cross through the middle. And I use a little circle to represent the capstone, you know, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, which integrates all four archetypal sides, you know, the fire, air, water, and earth, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, four lower bodies of self and civilization, government, education, healthcare, the economy, these four quadrants that are universal archetypes referred to by Jung as the archetypes of consciousness. Thinking, feeling, sensing, knowing. There's always a lot of different metaphors for the same thing, but this looking down on the pyramid is like looking down on a mandala, you know, the four gateways to the city, four square, the New Jerusalem, the pyramid of self and civilization. They're all saying the same thing in terms of universal metaphors. You know, the Tibetans use the mandalas of sand paintings. The Hopi use their graphics of the four winds, the four sides. The four directions, the four winds. They had their graphics of that. And of course, you have the other graphics used throughout history and abused, like the swastika. You know, the four arms of the spinning energy vortex and vortex dynamics. But these are universal archetypes, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. There's nothing new under the sun, said Solomon the Wise. They're all saying different ways of saying the same thing. These are universal archetypes, they're universal principles. So I was not going to launch into all of that, but I guess it was on the tip of my tongue. We're at the beginning of a new month, a new year. We're right at the initiation of the Aquarian Spring, you know, the 10 years from 2000. Aquarian Spring, you know, from from in the 2020s, 2000. The 2030, it's sometimes referred to as Aquarian Spring. You know, it's like the Arab Spring that happened in the Middle East, where there was a revolution. Well, there is a global revolution of revelations and the collective consciousness going on now, and that's why there's a lot of chaos in the world. You have the old order disintegrating, and a new paradigm is integrating. So it's a paradigm shift process. And a lot of people, it's just too much change too fast, especially when you're young. You think you're going to live forever, and you're very adaptive to new change. But as you get older, you're looking at security. And a lot of people, when they're seniors, they have their eyes glued to the rearview mirror. You know, they're not looking into the future because they don't see much future left. But young spirits, you know, people that are young in spirit, elderly, seniors that are young in spirit, you know, basically have an open mind. Many of them are also interested in how to get ahead, get a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the Aquarian dispensation, what that will look like, what our institutions will look like, what our governing processes will look like, which I just went through, a vision of governing processes that will update our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government with real-time communications, not voting once every 4 years, but anytime you go on your social media network, this application could make it possible for 100, 1,000, or a million people to respond at the same time and create a collective conscience at any one moment of a video. So you could go back at the end of a video and you could see where, in another little window, you could see where most of the response was, and you could take where any point of a response, you could take the context and meaning of the video or article at that point and see how the collective consciousness came together or was polarized at that point. And a new video could be created, because video is like reading, writing, and arithmetic. Writing will be, you know, everyone will be independent producers and directors and creators of their own videos, TikTok or whatever. But, you know, the idea is that this will be taught in schools. So, you know, the leaders of tomorrow will be communicators. They can originate a video that speaks for itself, and 100 or a million or a dozen people can watch that, and you can have collaboration, co-creation, coordination of many minds through the information ecology that recycles general knowledge to generate specific wisdom, wisdom of the cloud, wisdom of the crowd. So some people would call this cloud computing. I'd call it cloud teleconscience. And I refer different models of TLC for telecom, telecommunications, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. The TLC dimensions as far as a high standard of universal law, language, love, and the love model. Again, the first principles of cosmic law, what that looks like, how that works for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with the capital C. C is in E equals MC squared, where C is the speed of light. In other words, C squared is you become conscious of how you are conscious. All time and space becomes relative. This is the source field. You begin to access the unified field, you might say. Some people would say the Akashic Records. You become a sorcerer with effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you're connected with basically the spirit that matters at a higher level, higher frequencies. There's the understanding, the insight and outlook for understanding the overview of universal law language for more light and cosmic love easier and faster. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. So that was a long prelude to this piece I did just 2 days ago, but it could have been the very first newsletter shot across the bow of 2024, you might say. and again, it was this new moon in Capricorn was on 1/1/2024, January 11th, 1/1/2024. So, as I said, this double Capricorn influence initiates, you know, a cycle of energy, of seriousness, of Capricorn, for not just the month, but for the entire year. This is the beginning of the year. So I have an infographic at the top that says, in big letters, exhale 2023 and inhale 2024. So you can do some deep breathing exercises. And you can just basically do a soul review, at least of 2023. You inhale, you exhale all the records of 2024, and you inhale all the potentiality of 2024. So the exhaling 2023, the old records, the old paradigm, you know, the way you thought about things then, and what you've learned, and what that means as far as inhaling a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of 2024, the highest and best purpose and plan the masters know and serve and would serve through you, you know, through your consciousness, being, and world in 2024. Inhale that. Exhale 2023. Inhale 2024. You can do that on your own. Create your own little exercise, little meditation, mediation of the future. You know, bless and release the past, and have at it for 2024 with more light and love, easier and faster. So, most of my compendiums, newsletters, are kind of a review of recent news of the week, you know, that stuff that's not being reported in lamestream media that's really worth the attention of people that are awake. Lamestream media, the whole reason it's lamestream is tried to keep people asleep and with the psychology of subservience to tyranny with incessant fear porn. That's lamestream media. That's what it does. So, the more that goes on, the more valuable is an alternative vision, which is talking about the things in the news that have prescient views that are really timely and prescient, you know, important. So this is why the theme of this newsletter is a checkup from the neck up, becoming conscious of how we are conscious, because, you know, we shape the ego, how we are conscious, our conscious filters. And then these layers of ego, they shape us. Basically, we create a frame of reference for prevailing awareness And then that frame, that's how we frame our worldview, our reality. And ego, you know, the Latin word ego, you know, it's Latin for I am. And you got the little me and you got the big me. You got the mini me, you know, and you got the higher self, the real self, Christ-like self. Some people would say the Buddhic self. You've got these different layers of ego, of I am. But, you know. And so I've got a graphic here of the ego stages. And there's four conceptual frames, which are archetypal. They're universal. They correspond to the Jungian archetypes. You've got the unconscious. You've got, excuse me, the unconscious, the conscious, the superconscious. Excuse me. You've got the prevailing awareness on these different levels. I'm going to get a drink here. Okay, so this is the ego stages from this website called the Holistic Psychologists. You've got at the unconscious level, you've got a lack of ego awareness and no awareness of ego. You know, ego is fragile, therefore it's overactive. It drives all behavior unconsciously. Mindset is rigid and fixed, and any disagreement feels like a threat to the egoic self. So protection of ego identity comes before personal autonomy. And there's high levels. There can be high levels of self-betrayal unconsciously. Self-sabotage or whatever. And this is conditioned in, the unconscious is conditioned in, I have a chart on this, with the different layers, the unconscious, the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. And at the unconscious level, this is like programming of your genetics in the first 9 months in the womb. It's unconscious. But it's bioenergetic programming. It's formation of your bioenergetic blueprint in the womb. Now, the story on this goes back to ancient Chinese discoveries with, you know, acupuncture. It goes back thousands of years. During a golden age in China, they had this understanding of the energy meridians of the body and the energetic order of the universe, to where they could do acupuncture for working with the energy fields of the body, with redirecting energies with needles, you know, acupuncture needles, to where they could balance the harmonics, the energetics of the different systems in the body. A very sophisticated understanding. They understood it. They had teachings on this called the order of the universe energetically. And they explained that in the first 9 months in the womb, the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back are like, they're like step-down generators, transformers for deep space quantum field energies, and they direct those energies into those 12 lower vertebrae into a bioenergetic womb where the gestation of the body goes from a single fertilized cell to 2 to 4 to 16 to 32 with incredible tension and relief and incredible energy for creation of your body. Not just physically, but bioenergetically, because those 12 constellations are stepped down to create a bioenergy blueprint, which is your quantum field imprinting of genetics with unconscious programming of one's astrology, psychology, physiology. It's preconditioning before you're even born. Now, when you're born, you take your first fire breath. That activates, you know, the biological clock begins ticking. And there's a thing that goes on with transits of different planets. During your life, then, where your bioenergy blueprint can be triggered by the influence of different patterns or planets, specifically Saturn, in a very big way. But other planets also, at different times, are called transits. And those who study astrology know exactly what I'm talking about with transits. Maybe an unfamiliar concept to you, but I'm going to go into that because we're talking about the Aquarian quantum age will understand quantum physics. They'll understand these energetic relationships and geometries and how those geometries coalesce energy in different ways. Like the trine is a synergy of thesis, antithesis, synthesis. There's a whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. And those parts are like, again, can be left brain dominant, right brain dominant. And of course, the biological model is the corpus callosum at the base of the brain does the switching between the two brain hemispheres very quickly, instantaneously, almost instantaneously between the two hemispheres. So you've got a thesis, antithesis, synthesis. It's like the Holy Trinity. There's a synergy in that Trinity. There's a synergy in all kinds of trinities going on with your astrology transits at any one time. And that, and these transits, you know, half of knowing any test or passing any test is knowing what the test is. So there are tests that go on with everyone's astrology, psychology with transits. Some people are aware of it and follow this and are on guard then for passing tests because they know what the tests are. And these are energetic tests, transiting influences. So I'm going to go into a little bit of this thing with these four levels of what's the programming from the unconscious to the subconscious. Now, the subconscious is more your emotional body. And people that are familiar with the Montessori method and pedagogy, different models of pedagogy, almost all recognizes the first 7 years of life are the formative years. And that it's the emotional body that is being conditioned at that age. It's not your higher mental body. You know, children, you know, their self-esteem conditioning begins that first 7 years, their self-esteem or lack of it. And you've also got, with the program in your subconscious, the influence of the moon, the first 28 years, which is the dominant influence with the first Saturn cycle. It's called Saturn return. You know, for Saturn's location in your birth chart, returning to the same place over 28 years that it was when you were born. So this is the dominant influence as one's moon sign. And when people ask, you know, most people know their sun sign. Some people, people understand astrology, you know, their moon sign also. These are the two dominant influences in your life. Well, the first 28 years of your life, the moon sign, your moon sign is the dominant influence during this first Saturn return. And if you think about it, people are maturing emotionally their first 28 years, and they're considered adult then with this. And when in this next cycle of your sun sign cycle, the next 28 years, where it's the dominant influence. And this is where the conscious, your prevailing awareness, is a function of your unconscious and your subconscious to define your conscious prevailing awareness. Now, many psychiatrists will say, or psychologists, that 90% of your prevailing awareness, as what we call conscious mind, is actually the unconscious and the subconscious programming coming through or speaking through you. Now, when you're self-actualized, you're more conscious of how you are conscious. And this is where your superconscious kicks in, especially as you mature and the third 28 years of your Saturn cycle. This is your rising sign is the dominant influence in your psychology. It's called the ascendant sign, the rising sign, as rises over the horizon at your birth time. Now, people that are into astrology, they'll quite often be sharing astrology information with a friend, and they'll say, "What's your sun sign, moon sign, and rising sign?" Or they'll just say, "What's your astrology?" People that know astrology will say, "Oh, I'm an Aries Taurus with Gemini rising," for example, in my case. I'm an Aries, sun sign, Taurus, moon sign, with Gemini rising, my ascendant. And so these are the three really key, I mean, there's a lot of different influences that come, but these are key large cycle influences. And people that are more conscious of how they are conscious, they can actually objectify more so that which is subjective. And they're more aware when they're individualized, or they're more or less integrated. They're more aware of how to express their higher self in the fully integrated being of their physical, emotional, and mental self-realization. This is where the superconscious, the higher self, you might say, comes in with your rising sign influence. In the third Saturn return, usually from like 50, 56 to, you know, 28 years after that. What is that? 74. Anyway, these are major cycles in a person's life. And these, the different, you might say, archetypal quadrants of conscious evolution that involves and evolve unconscious, subconscious, conscious, and superconscious momentums, you might say, moment to moment, when you're fully conscious, you know, moment to moment, your prevailing awareness is expanded. Some people would call this, you know, their spiritual ID is how they are super conscious in their higher self, the real self, their Christ self, as a mediator for source. And of course, the super conscious, you might say, is the interface for the source field or the unified field or the fully present, full presence, your I am presence. Not that you would, this whole concept of be, you know, look to see, know to be, the geometry of divinity, God, you know, consciousness, God, love, consciousness, geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the angles, language of the angels, these metaphors for wholeness and holiness are wonderful tools for mediation as meditation. In other words, to become one with, mediate the unified field, mediate with others, you know, the unified field of collective consciousness in any social network community. And there's, again, there's the communities on the outer and there's communities on the inner. There's the outer net and there's the inner net. The internet. There's the last frontier of cyberspace is inner space, you know, and the gateway from cyberspace to inner space. Everyone can come about that for self-realization in their own way. There's many tools and processes for doing this. For those initiates who have worked on their personal psychology, even if you have not studied astrology, you can still discover your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical attributes as developed and undeveloped areas of attainment. And you can do this with the self-assessment tool, the test at this link I have provided, Perception Empowerment Process. And this website, you can go through, you can print out the pages, add it up, do it yourself. This is completely independent of anything on the internet. You could do this self-assessment test on your own, print it out, fill it out yourself. You don't have to, you can get the results right away, but you do it yourself. You see how it works. And this is the understanding that your interests and passions are not random. They are connected to your purpose. And so to become more conscious of your divine destiny, your purpose, your divine purpose, taking inventory of the different dimensions of yourself and your undeveloped and developed areas can give you that level of mastery that begins with, you know thyself. You know, when you know better, you can do better. So for those who have studied their astrology and would like to compare your knowledge with the free chart calculator and artificial intelligence analysis interpretation, I've got a website link, again, on this website that is on the archive page that I referenced earlier. That will be in the show notes, you know, the links to go to that. And I've done this AI chart calculator and analysis twice to see if it would replicate accurately. And it was uncanny. I mean, it's accurate for my studied opinion for 45 years working with astrology as a tool for perception, correction, and self-mastery. So you can use this amazing AI tool without registering. You know, when you ask for interpretation of your chart, you can put in the information. You don't have to register. You can put in the information. It'll print out your chart. And then you can ask another question, which I added. One other question I added is, what and when are my most potent transits in 2024? And it was brief, but it was spot on. Now, if you've studied astrology, and like I say, you've got a benchmark from your understanding of your self-assessment from astrology that you've studied on yourself before. When you see this, you can see how it compares. I found it actually was more definitive and accurate in explaining certain things that I'd studied and read about. Anyway, it was just spot on. And if you want more background on this AI stuff, which is new to people, a lot of people are freaked out by it because it can be horribly abused, but it can be used. It's a tool that can be used well in specific fields like astrology. So watch this. There's an exceptional 14-minute video on how to use this ChatGPT artificial intelligence tool. And I mean, it just came out. Not that long ago. What was it? I got January, just the other, not long ago. And there's more than 1,000 views. So there's, and you can get some, you know, for those who don't want to watch the whole video and you want the cliff notes, you might say. And this is by Dr. Mercola. He gives the cliff notes on this video, on ChatGPT to understand artificial intelligence. It's new to a lot of people. This is a good, I mean, I thought it was a great review. There was some, I've been studying intently artificial intelligence now since it became a critical mass issue this last year. And it's even more critical now. It's going mainstream very quickly, like the internet did. I mean, we're talking about, there hasn't been a phenomenon like this since the internet revolution for changing everything. Since then, there hasn't been anything like compared to this artificial intelligence stuff. So I highly recommend those who get a chance to watch this video, ChatGPT by Lila Garani. And more than 1 million views as of, I don't think it's January 12th, 2024. I'll redo the date on that. Check that out. But anyway, this is summarized by Dr. Mercola with like cliff notes, and you can study up on it to get a grasp of what this artificial intelligence stuff can be, how it can be used, so it's not abused. You know, well, there's forces that inevitably will end up abusing it, and that's the concern. And if enough good people don't, wise up and rise up with some form of moral regulation, which I believe is the hardware interface, moral regulation in the collective consciousness for a revolution in higher consciousness, by default, we're going to see more abuse of AI than correct use of AI. So that's the critical vision I provide for inhaling 2024 with a checkup from the neck up. And again, that may include a life review, at least for 2023, or the self-perception empowerment process that I provide a link on that I referenced, or just a fresh look at your personal astrology, with this artificial intelligence program. I mean, becoming conscious, more conscious of how you are conscious. It all begins with that individual freedom and opportunity to be more conscious, more light and love, easier and faster. This is Aquarius. And for those that are interested in this process of the great enlightenment, we're talking about, a mass evolution, revolution, revelations from the Great Awakening to the Great Enlightenment. And it begins with the individual. This is Aquarius. It's very individualism, oriented, personalized, customized, individualized for self-correcting, self-governing, self-elevation as salvation. Because so goes the individual. So goes the family. So goes the family. So goes the community. So goes the community. So goes the nation, the state. So goes the world. You have a global revolution in higher consciousness where you have self-correcting, self-elevation, from the base of the pyramid to the capstone, individually and collectively. That self-elevation, salvation process is our divine destiny, sooner or later. I mean, this process of know thyself is priceless to objectify that which is subjective, and thus become conscious of how you can master self-awareness for greater service to others, the creative ascent process, the whole collective upward spiral going viral is the creative ascent process. more light and love, easier and faster. Self-elevation as salvation. And since you can only give your best when your higher self purpose is self-evident. So we're talking about a self-evident truth of how to keep the faith seed of good and make it so. You know, choose wisely. So at this point, I have an infographic, you know, that says, I choose love. I choose inclusion. I choose empathy, compassion, equality, dignity, diversity. I choose community. This is Aquarius. Kindness, integrity, honesty, respect. I choose justice, freedom and opportunity for all. I choose facts. You know, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. I choose peace, the planet, you know, one for all and all for one. I choose how humanity. I choose love. I choose love. And the higher the concept of love, the greater the results. This is from a website called Enlightened Consciousness. The higher the concept of love, I choose love, and the higher the concept of love, the greater the results. So you get a model, a frame of reference for the, you know, the constitution of cosmic law regarding universal law, language, law of the angels, language of the angels, heart coherence, mind congruence. You get a model of this, and it creates a portal, a gateway, a process for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, enlightened conscience, the great enlightenment. So as mass illusion disintegrates, you know, fake news is exposed, and more light and love is shed on the subject, any subject, all subjects, well, then 5D conscience, higher conscience integrates. Whole truth is disclosed. Whole truth, no or nothing but the truth, so help me God. You know, it's so for advanced initiates, communicants, and adepts who have studied their psychology and astrology, you know, culturing 5D conscience, consider the whole future of time. Time, you know, the fourth dimension, 4D gateway to 5D, from 3D to 4D to 5D. The future of time is our perception of time. And there's a website on that I provide a link to, you know, in this reference to the future of time. There's a website that you can go to that's the Jungian archetypes of the four different ways of perceiving time. There are four universal archetypal ways that how we all perceive time differently. This is really important for understanding, you might say, the gift of the Holy Spirit of speaking in tongues. With such sensitivity to a person's perceptual style, because you know this language of consciousness with the future of time, how different people perceive time in four archetypal different ways. When you see which one resonates with how you perceive time and tune into how others perceive time, you realize that when you speak and communicate with others with the sensitivity to their way of processing time, of the way they think about everything moment to moment, then that's a gift of the holy. You become one with them as if they were speaking to themselves with that level of sensitivity. This is a gift of the Holy Spirit of speaking in tongues. Now, masters throughout history have had that gift, and they could almost connect with people with a resonance and a frequency that was just timeless and uplifting, and it was as much the way they would say things as what they would say, with the sensitivity to everyone's communication style that is centered and connected by a universal frequency called heart coherence, which is the key to mind congruence of the masses, of an individual. And this is the process I began the show talking about, these three dimensions, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. There is a process for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with information's ecology, whereby we can originate and evaluate programming to have real-time representation, you know, of governments, for self-governance, if you know, individually and collectively. This is basically the future of representative government and God government, geometrically ordered divinity, love government. You know, the Constitution of universal law, language, the first principles of cosmic law, the one, the circle, two and one, the cross, three and one, the Trinity, four and one, pyramid of self and civilization, universe, you know, the city four square, the New Jerusalem, the cosmic cube. There's all these different metaphors for saying the same thing, which I've written about and talked about over the years. It all comes around to, you know, we are one. I pledge allegiance to the earth and to all beings who inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. I mean, that's where it's going. Where, you know, we've kind of hit the wall of all the old paradigm, old Piscean age records of ownership and control are now on the surface, and there's a struggle. There's like their time is short. Their fear, wrath is great, and they want all of us to be as miserable as they are. That's kind of what we're going through right now in the world, where you got the power trips to the power elite, you know, virtual psychopaths that are really into owning the human and physical resources of the planet and willing to do whatever it takes to keep us in fear and to beat us down with the psychology of subservience to tyranny. It's plot out of hell. I mean, it's, you know, and we can get past that, you know. Exhale, 2023. Inhale, 2024. Anyway, family of mankind in a global village. That's what we're talking about. Unity and diversity. E pluribus unum, out of many one. The united sovereigns of earth with the unity state. Universal solidarity of, by, and for all of us. United sovereigns. U.S. I mean, back at the time of the American Revolution, U.S. was a bunch of colonies decided, you know, we're going to be a free and independent people from the tyranny of King George. We're going to own our own lives, you know, and us is the United States. We're going to be the United States of America. Now it's the United Sovereigns of Earth. We're going to be one. We're going to declare our independence from the power trips of the power elite. We're going to claim the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Earth's evolutions. With TLC connected citizens of Earth. And TLC is really what we're talking about here, the full spectrum 5D TLC, pure geometry thought forms as geometrically ordered divinity. God love constitution for universal light language, effective sensory perception by way of interactive telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and next telecommerce economy. These are hot link concepts, all TLC dimensions of five dimension full spectrum TLC. So life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. Life always gets back to you. Like I say, it all begins with the individual. The individual is centered and connected and gets its act together. It's an impetus for unity in the family, the community, the nation, state, and the world. So it all begins with individuation of the God flame and cosmic Christ conscience. And I have not had a chance to get to that piece I did earlier, Humanity 2.0, Quickening of Real Intelligence. And this gets into the subject of artificial intelligence and again, more backstory of on AI and the concerns of AI. The founder of AI, godfather, I should say the godfather of AI, Geoffrey Hinton, a 60-minute interview, and other videos about the concerns, the danger of AI, and back to the current issue of the day of, you know, the horrible news that has negative views, you know, and why people leave my list quite often because they don't even want to know about it. Stuff that's not being reported in the lamestream media, folks. We need to know a lot of this stuff. And you know, again, it's one thing to appreciate how good things can be, but it has compelling influence when we know how bad things really are. and why we need to make things better, and what that looks like and how that can work for global power shift quickening in 2024, a power shift for, you know, again, exposing the lie, exposing the truth, how good things can be within the context of how bad things really are. So there's a whole website on that, Humanity 2.0. That was actually my first article of the year, my first newsletter of the year. It's the information, but actually it's kind of a preface to the new moon piece. It was like preparation for some pretty intense information with the new moon piece just a couple days ago. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.